Our church supports Mission of Hope International, which runs schools in the slums of Nairobi, particularly in the Mathare Valley. And my wife drugged me, quite literally kicking and screaming with her, on a mission trip to Nairobi. And Mission of Hope asked me to help them with some fire safety issues. And while I was there, realized that there was no sort of fire protection or prevention in the city, even in the culture.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what the situation actually is?
The city of Nairobi has 5 million people living in it. They have only 3 fire trucks and 156 firefighters there. They have no 911 system. Concepts like stop, drop, and roll have never been learned there yet. Fire extinguishers are almost non-existent. Some of the basic things that we take for granted just are not even present in Nairobi, or almost all the rest of Africa, for that matter.
You decided to get involved, and you founded the Africa Fire Mission in 2013. What does your organization do?
We work to collect excess fire equipment here in the United States, as well as training materials, and then we take those, ship them to fire departments in Africa, donating them, working to connect the fire departments closer to the communities. And then we also go over and provide training for the African fire departments, giving them additional knowledge that they just don't have access to currently.
And your background is in firefighting. You were the chief in the Glendale Fire Department.
That's correct. And I had been there about 5 years and was at the point where I was looking for kind of that next step, the next job. And this opportunity kind of changed my direction. And I decided to step out of that position and go found African Fire Missions full-time. And I knew I had the skills because I had done the nonprofit management program at the graduate school at NKU.
And this effort has been so successful that you've expanded your outreach past Nairobi.
Yes, we are working and providing some training specifically in fire investigation to the Addis Ababa, Ethiopia Fire Department. And we continue to collect gear and training materials. And we will be doing another large donation trip late in 2014 to 2 cities in Zambia.
And you recently held your annual meeting. What's the future look like? Will you continue to expand this outreach?
Absolutely. We have right now so many people that want to be involved. We're limited by the amount of equipment we are bringing in right now and, of course, by funding. It costs about $10,000 just to ship a container to Africa. But we are now building the organization so that we're able to keep up on the administrative and good side of the organization to balance out all the operational pieces that we have.
You can find out how to get more information about the Africa Fire Mission on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dave Moore, thank you.
Thank you.